Hello, and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nolan Giles. Since its launch in 2015, boutique gallery for design and art, Gallery Filia, has championed upcoming designers alongside established names, whilst maintaining a willfully international outlook. Now the gallery is putting on a series of temporary exhibitions across the world to introduce its designers' work to new audiences. In New York City, Gallery Filia is presenting over 70 works by 40 designers in Walker Tower, an Art Deco masterpiece in Manhattan's Chelsea neighborhood. The show was co-curated by Italian architect Pietro Franceschini, who recently gave Monocle's Henry Rhys Sheridan a tour.
What drew you to putting together a design object collection as an architect?
So I think at first what really pushed me into that direction was that the time that you need behind an architectural project, which can be very long, sometimes years, sometimes you work on a huge project and then the final result, it's like completely different from what you thought. What I've always liked about product and furniture design in a certain way is the possibility of testing your ideas quite rapidly through prototyping, and get to see your thoughts put into something real and tangible quite fast.
Maybe explain the space that we're in and the building that we're in.
Yeah, sure, come with me. So the building is actually a very iconic building in New York. So that's why we think the experience starts before stepping into the apartment, right in the street. This is 18th Street in Manhattan. The building is called Walker Tower. It's 1929. It's a perfect example of Art Deco. And I think much more than Art Deco, because it's like very Gotham, like there's brick volumes that meets something like very metal and decorative. So it's a great mix, and it's an iconic building. And when you step in, you have this displaying furniture into an apartment. So the whole challenge was about creating space that was in between a gallery, so where pieces have their own space, they can breathe, they can express themselves, but at the same time, they had to be functional. Well, here, for example, there are Rick Owens chairs. So this, Rick Owens is maybe the most established artist here, definitely not emergent, but I really love these two chairs also because if you look around at Filia's style, I would say the main thread of all the pieces is like neutral colors, minimal but not reductive, and you can see a very clear craftsmanship behind the pieces. I mean, these pieces, you can pretty much put them everywhere, but I think what makes them very unique is they're very masculine, they're very heavy, they talk about material in a certain way, but at the same time, they are very, very light, very, you can put them everywhere. And so it's a perfect mix of like opposites. And I really believe that opposites sometimes can make a very good design. And this is a perfect example.
The design world is becoming much more international. Image sharing is much more cross-border with the internet. Do you think that national design languages still matter? Does it matter for you?
Well, this is a very interesting question. I think of course it matters. Also, it's very personal. Like, from my personal perspective, I didn't want to just work with local materials and follow the type of aesthetics that is local. I was trying to do something that, I don't like the term current, but as I was saying, I'd like to do something that has something to say with also what other designers think. And I think there are some topics which are more relevant. So in order to be relevant, sometimes, like, you need to look at what other designers do in order for the voice to be louder about your research and about your thoughts, you know? But if you follow me in this last room, which we call it like the colorful room, the pastel room. So here, for instance, you can see other pieces, like that's Elia Mestre float lamp. She's a French designer. Also, very iconic in terms of shapes. Materiality also very handmade, and so very playful. So this is the mood of the room, playful for sure. The bed is untidy, the sheets are green, Pillars are pink. And then we have another store for Studio Noon. Same style, different aesthetic. For the wall, we decided to use this wonderful piece, The Console by Lou Reed, which is cast resin. It's green, it's different pieces assembled together. The light goes through it. It's very colorful, but light, ethereal at the same time as the mood of the entire room. This is one of definitely my favorite room of the show. I love to be here and just spend some time here.
I'm getting a kind of like a Palm Springs vibe from this. Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you been to Palm Springs?
I did, but expand a bit of this. What do you see about Palm Springs here? Tell me more.
I can imagine this room existing in a kind of desert, modernist, mid-century kind of bungalow. I think that lamp looks a little bit like a cactus, which maybe made me think of that.
Well, it would be amazing if you could come back at night, because this show at night literally becomes something different. Like, there's that time of the day when out of a sudden you look out of the window, it's dark and the city lighten up. And the show inside completely changes because we have a lot of lighting designers. You must come back. It's impossible to say in words.
That was Pietro Franceschini speaking to Monocle's Henry Rhys Sheridan. The exhibition Gallery Filia at Walker Tower is located at 212 West 18th Street in Manhattan and runs until June 30th, 2021. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length program airing on Tuesdays, 8 p.m. London time. Today's episode was produced by Maylie Evans. I'm Nolan Giles. Thank you for listening and goodbye.